The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 10 random trivia questions from a 90s confidence round that I just used at a corporate party. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. Doing something different today. I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. And one of the birds that I'm trying to kill is exercise. I've not done that in quite some time. And my body was feeling real sluggish. And I said, I got to get out. I got to get this blood rate up. Is that what they say? Blood rate? Heart rate? That's it. Hey, exercise. So I'm walking around my block recording this episode on my iPhone with a pair of just headphones. So it will sound different than other episodes, but hopefully you will still get something fun out of it. Also, I am three episodes behind, have not posted the last 2 days for the show. So there will be three episodes of the podcast going up today. One is on 90s confidence round that we're doing right now. Then we have a round on Superbad, the movie, with my friend Joe Jermolowitz. And then one episode that I still have to plan out. So if you're looking to get your fill, if you've missed the show for a couple of days, get ready because it's a nice TGIF with three episodes coming your way. Had a real busy week doing a lot of corporate shows this week. One for Whittier College later tonight, a bunch of RAs, and my friend Allison was like, hey, can you come and do some trivia for these folks? They really like poets. So we have a round about poetry, which has never been requested for a corporate show before, but that should be a ton of fun. So if you're an English major, maybe I'll take that round on poets and record it just for you later in the week. If you are a supporter of this show, you know all about Patreon.com. And Patreon.com/Trivia with Buds is the home of Trivia with Buds on Patreon. You can go over there. You can sign up. There's different tiers of rewards that you can get sent to you. We have 52 patrons right now, the most we've ever had in the history of the show in going on 3 years. So if you're part of that team, thank you so much for helping the show grow bigger and better every single day. I appreciate it. And if you're looking to sign up, if you want to support the show, that's where you want to go. The links for all my website stuff, Patreon stuff, and support stuff are in the show notes on every episode. So go check those out. We're going to jump into these 10 questions on the 90s. These are totally random. Got some George H.W. Bush stuff in here. Got some Beavis and Butthead stuff in here, I think. Just a bunch of random stuff from the 90s. And I used this at a corporate party last night that said, hey, can you do some 90s trivia? We want the whole thing to be 90s themed. So I bought a Saved by the Bell board game and gave that away as the first place prize with some other games as well. And we're going to jump into these 10 random questions right now. Here we go. All right, I've got 10 totally random questions from the 90s here. Let's see how many of these you can get right. If you're playing along at home, this is a confidence round, so you can write down all your answers, then rank them 10 to 1 based on how confident you are in them being right. 10's the most, 1's the least, and you have to use each number one time. Here's question one. In the film Space Jam, what is the name of the team composed of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Michael Jordan, and the rest of the gang? Number one, in the film Space Jam, what is the name of the team composed of Bugs, Daffy, Michael Jordan, and the rest of the gang? Question number two, in 1991, what product was advertised as the Quicker Picker Upper? Number two, in 1991, what product was advertised as the Quicker Picker Upper? Question number three, what was the only Macaulay Culkin movie to be released in 1992? Number three, what was the only Macaulay Culkin movie to be released back in 1992? Question four, what fast food chain founder went back to high school to properly get his GED in 1993? Number four, what fast food chain founder went back to high school to properly get his GED in 1993? Question number five, what two letters appeared on all the original Beanie Baby tags? Number five, what two letters appeared on all the original Beanie Baby tags? Question number six, what West Coast team won Super Bowl 29 played in January of 1995? Number six, what West Coast team won Super Bowl 29 played in January of 95? Question number seven, what 1996 film had the tagline, "I'll be right back"? Number seven, what 1996 film had the tagline, "I'll be right back"? Question number eight, what was the name of Scrooge McDuck's helicopter pilot on the series DuckTales? On DuckTales, what was the name of Scrooge McDuck's helicopter pilot? Number eight. Question number nine, what video game system, despite coming out 2 years earlier, was still a bestseller at Christmas in 1998? Number nine, what game system, despite coming out 2 years earlier, was still a bestseller at Christmas 98? And question number 10, on July 28th, 1999, what comedic pot advocate was the first to receive his medical marijuana card in the state of California? Number 10, on July 28th, 1999, what comedic pot advocate was the first to receive his medical marijuana card in the state of California? Those are all your questions for the quiz today, and I hope you did well on these 90s confidence round questions. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to the 90s confidence round for today. Let's see how you did. Number one, in the film Space Jam, what is the name of the team composed of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Michael Jordan, and the rest of the gang? That is called the Toon Squad. The Toon Squad. And a fun fact, I might have read it in a quiz earlier this week, or at my live nights, or last week. I forget when it was. But they were supposed to do a sequel to Space Jam called Spy Jam, starring Jackie Chan. That was interesting to me. Number two, in 1991, what product was advertised as the quicker picker-upper? That would be Bounty paper towels. The quicker picker-upper Bounty paper towels. Number three, what was the only Macaulay Culkin movie released in 1992? It wasn't Home Alone. That was 1990, and it was the highest grossing movie of that year. It was Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Number three, I would have guessed The Pagemaster on this one, but I think that was a year later. 1992, Lost in New York. Number four, what fast food chain founder went back to high school to properly get his GED in 1993? That was good old Dave Thomas from Wendy's. You pretty much could guess Dave Thomas or Colonel Sanders or Ray Kroc on this one, I think, unless you know somebody else, whoever started Popeyes. Was it Popeye? Number five, what two letters appeared on all the original Beanie Baby tags? That was T-Y, Ty, and that was the company, Ty. I remember a store opened in Crestwood, Illinois, in a weird abandoned storefront, and it was just called Byron's Beanie Babies, and this guy Byron was just stocking up the shelves, and we were going in there. Kids were going in. It was right by our school. We'd go in there and just buy handfuls of Beanie Babies. I think they were $5 a piece, and man, that guy probably cleaned up that year. Number six, what West Coast team won Super Bowl 29, played in January of 95? That would be the San Francisco 49ers. Joe Montana and the gang, was he still playing in 95? I think so. Number seven, what 1996 film had the tagline, "I'll be right back"? A lot of people at my live nights and the corporate party that I just used this round at said Terminator, which is not right. That would be "I'll be back," and that would be an 80s movie. This was 1996, "I'll be right back." It was Scream, Wes Craven's Scream. When they get up to leave, that means they gon' die. And that's what that movie's all about. Number eight, what was the name of Scrooge McDuck's helicopter pilot on DuckTales? His name is Launchpad. Launchpad. I think his name is Launchpad McQuack, if I'm not mistaken. And number nine, what video game system, despite coming out 2 years earlier, was still a bestseller at Christmas in 1998? That was Nintendo 64. When in doubt, guess N64. And number 10, on July 28th, 1999, what comedic pot advocate was the first to receive his medical marijuana card in the state of California? That was one half of Cheech and Chong, Tommy Chong, who appeared as Hyde's boss on that 70s show. quite a bit. Tommy Chong was the answer to the last question. Thank you guys so much for playing along with today's episode. Remember, there's over 500 other episodes to go check out. If you like this kind of thing, just subscribe for new episodes every single day. It's time for the question of the day, which is brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go there for all your t-shirt printing needs, your bumper stickers, your towels, your jackets, whatever you need. They'll embroider it and make it really, really cool. FMDesignsInc.com. And real quick, if you want to sponsor our question of the day, someone just asked me that at my live event. They're like, how do we get on board with this? I think it was a day spa. You can just email ryanbuds@gmail.com. And I will send you all the details, and we can work out a very cool thing where you sponsor the question of the day, and I put your logo or advertisement or coupon on the inside of all my answer sheet covers. Again, just email ryanbuds@gmail.com. The bonus question for today, the question of the day, is how old was I at the start of 1990? How old was I at the start of 1990? You've heard me maybe say my birthday or the year I was born on this show before. So if you're a longtime listener, I'm looking for how old was I at the start of 1990. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com with your answer to be eligible for a raffle prize. It'll be very cool, and I'll mail it to you, and then you'll have something neat for the week. Okay? We also have a team name of the day, and that is Quiztima Aguilera, which I've never heard before, but was used at this 90s event yesterday, Quiztima Aguilera. So that's your team name of the day. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.